Hello and welcome to the Luke Miller podcast. I'm glad that you're able to join us again. And we took a week off because we are down in California and just getting settled in to everything that's going on here. And it was actually a travel day, but that's a lengthy story all in itself. Definitely for another day. I think I've shared with many. I've got about a year's worth of sermon illustrations from just 3 days worth of travel. And so it has been a journey, but we're glad we're here. We're glad we're able to be a part of what's going on down in California. We've been going through a look at Proverbs and what it means for biblical wisdom in different areas of life. And we just finished what biblical friendship was, and I thought it'd be almost good to continue along that relational line of things, because Proverbs has a lot of very good information on wisdom with regards to marriage and with regards to parenting and family life even as a whole. Remember, the Proverbs is very much about day-to-day living. How do you live that day-to-day life, and the need for wisdom is one that we see that the Bible teaches that God established really three human institutions. One, the family in Genesis chapter 2, human government, which we see in Romans 13, and the local church, which is in Acts chapter 2. And so it's important for us to recognize those, right? We've talked a lot about church in the past, and now I wanted to take some time and talk about family. And so as we continue this look at the book of Proverbs, our focus this week, and especially, and maybe even to next week, is looking at practical wisdom for the family and taking a look at what that means. Proverbs is both a marriage manual, it's a primer for what parenting should look like, and I want to give kind of a brief synopsis. I know me saying brief might be an understatement, but take a look at those relational roles that are within the family, from husbands to wives to grandparents to parents and to children, and take some time with that. And so I want to just go through this and take a look at some of these passages, right? Proverbs teaches so that those who are currently married will treasure their spouses more, that grandparents and parents will take it up a notch, that kids will develop a greater respect and honor for those God has put in authority over them. Now, I'm sure at some point in your life, you've found yourself telling your kids something, maybe when you're angry or all of a sudden a light bulb goes off, or maybe an alarm bell. And it's usually because you realize you've said something that you always heard your parents say to you, and you remember as a kid saying, "I'll never say that to my kids." And then it comes out of your mouth, right? And so that's kind of where biblical wisdom, especially in Proverbs, is really good for this. We're going to go right through it and start with husbands and then get to wives. And I think we can get to even grandparents today. And so I'm glad you're able to join me with this. Proverbs provides really three key challenges for husbands. One is to rejoice in your wife. And it says one of the best ways to honor your wife is to find joy in your relationship with her. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 18 says, "May your fountain be blessed. May you rejoice in the wife of your youth." And I think that's one of those, I can say rejoicing in your wife is very much being able to say thank you, right? And thank God for the person that he's put in your life. I know that Solomon is not trying to say in any way that having a wife is meant to be a drag, but it should bring great joy. And it says that divine God pours out delight out on a husband who recognizes God's goodness in the gift of a wife. He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. Yeah, that's Proverbs chapter 18. There's this idea of recognizing and rejoicing in what God has given you and who God has given you. And there's value in it as well. Proverbs 31, which is a classic proverb chapter all about the wife and a wife of noble character. And it says in verse 10, a wife of noble character, who can find it? She is worth far more than rubies. And really what Solomon is saying here is don't take what God has gifted you for granted. Value your wife. Spend time with your wife. And one of the most important things you can do for your children, in fact, is to love their mother. And I, you know, I'm not even just saying this to gain bonus points, all of the for myself. This is really one of those things where as I look at these passages, there's certain areas that you need to recognize. And I need to recognize. And of course, the other is pursue that purity and pursue that faithfulness, right? Proverbs provides some pretty graphic warnings against adultery. And I think it's important for us to recognize it, especially in a world where a lot of marriages are falling apart, is recognizing that constant pursuit of faithfulness. And that can be done by rejoicing in your wife and valuing in your wife. And just even beyond that, wives, God has a lot of important information for you as well, right? And for wives, there is a focus on faithfulness. Not surprising. In this, we see wives are to work on maintaining faithfulness as well. This is for husbands and wives in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 17 to 18. It describes the woman who has left the partner of her youth and ignored her covenant, the covenant of her youth. And her house leads down to death and her paths to the spirit of the dead. Like, it does not give a very pretty picture for this, for both husbands and wives and in their relationship and what faithfulness really means. But more so here is cultivating character, right? A noble wife or a wife of noble character, and we hear this so often throughout the Proverbs, a wife of noble character is her husband's crown. But a disgraceful wife is like a decay in his bones. That's what it says in Proverbs chapter 12. And one of the best things that you can do for your marriage is to cultivate your character by giving attention to your spiritual development. And you certainly don't want to cause division through quarreling or anything like that. And this is also something that we see, again, is reflective in husbands valuing your wives. Wives cultivating character is a clear thing that is pointed out. The next is really just saying, bring good to your husband. The third way to really, I guess this is all about reinforcing your husband's significance is by following the example followed in Proverbs 31. Now, I wish we had time to study all of this today, but we don't have it time to go full in depth. But verse 12 provides a very good summary of God's desire for this. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. And again, this is also about encouraging. Do the best by encouraging and building up your relationship and building up your husband. Husbands, spend your time valuing your wife and rejoicing in who she is. And so when we look at even just the wisdom for husbands and wives, these are just three core things for both husbands and wives, respectively, that will lead to even more, like will lead to greater growth. So again, husbands, rejoice in your wife, honor your bride, and find joy in your relationship with her. Find show value in her, right? Knowing that she's more important than anything else. And pursue purity and faithfulness. Wives, again, also pursue faithfulness and cultivate character and bring good to your husband. And you see that relationship start to form into the unity and well, the institution that God wants it to be and envisioned it to be in Genesis chapter 2. Now, husbands and wives, we've talked about that. I know there's probably a few grandparents out there that are probably listening to this. And so we've got something for you as well. I mean, every grandparent loves having their grandchildren around and should love having their grandchildren around. In fact, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 6 says, "Children's children are the crown to the aged, and the parents are the pride of their children." And what you see here is also what grandchildren can bring to this beautiful picture of what a family is. And I remember our wedding wasn't even over. We were at the reception, and immediately we were getting questions about when are the grandkids arriving. In fact, when I do baby dedications, often I'll mention the fact that it is something where not lots of times I'll say it's be fruitful and multiply. And 90% of the time I get all the amens from the grandparents at that point. And there's that old adage that says, you know, I wish I could have been a grandparent first, which is a statement of a lot of grandparents. Grandparents can make a powerful impact and understand that. Even if one generation goes astray, the next generation can be brought back through the influence of the grandparent. In fact, understanding that you have a wonderful opportunity to make a difference in the lives of the next generation is something very important. Your children may not see it, but as grandparents, you are able to build into the lives of your grandchildren. And it's so important to leave that legacy of love and faithfulness that will continue on after you're gone. And I don't want anyone to underestimate how powerful of an impact grandparents can have. Now, this is even better, I think, in the picture of the church. And yes, we've been looking at it, what it means for us as individuals, as husbands, as wives, as grandparents. But really, I say that as a church, we are family. And that means that we also have to take on those roles as, in many ways, grandparents, as described in Proverbs, to those we look after, to those who are in the nursery caring for the kids and wanting to participate in Sunday school and helping out in raising kids. It doesn't matter if they're yours in this church setting. It's meant to disciple, regardless of what age. And a recent study that I was reading as I was researching this was shows that the bond between grandparents and grandchildren is second in emotional power and influence. The only relationship larger than that has that emotional power and influence is between parents and children. But in that exact same study, only 5% reported close regular contact with at least one grandparent. The vast majority of their grandparents, they only see somewhat infrequently. Not because they live too far away, but because grandparents have chosen to remain emotionally distant. So it's important for grandparents, as we see right in Proverbs chapter 17, to also recognize their role in this. Again, this is about day-to-day living. Family is about day-to-day living. And Proverbs is about day-to-day living. And so when we look at this, it's meant to be regular. If you want to influence, if your children's children are to be crowned to the age and their parents are the pride of their children, as Proverbs chapter 17 says, then it involves regular relational wisdom being poured into the lives of grandchildren and parents to the point into the lives of kids. When we look at this next week, I want to take a look at a few more things. I want to take a look at what it says for parents and children. I wanted to start at the base relationships, because parents or husbands and wives and grandparents, play a role in the parenting and the raising of children. So it's more than just, so what we've learned here today leads us into this parenting, right? Proverbs gives several admonitions for parents, and I want to focus on those next week. And it does the same for children as well. It provides very helpful principles for children and for teenagers and what that should look like. Some of those things are ones that we may not want to hear. Some of those ones are things that we may struggle with even in ourselves. But the important thing is recognizing it. One of the components of the Beatitudes, which have been talked about on Sundays here at Sunrise, is this idea of poor in spirit. And poor in spirit is being able to realize that when you're at the end of your rope, you go to God. And realize that He's there. And one of the things that we looked at was also being able to admit, in many ways, spiritual arrogance, thinking that we know everything. And that's one of the things that Proverbs warns us about as far as being caught up in when it's our own relationships, our roles as husbands, as wives, as grandparents, thinking that we know exactly how to do it. And we know the only way or the right way. And what we see with Proverbs is this guide in which we're able to see how we can raise our kids, how we can show our kids strong relationships in our marriages. And as grandparents, show strong relationships in our mentoring of the next generation. One of those things that we hear so often is children are the future of the church. And I can't say it enough, is that they are the church. And that intergenerational component is so key as we look to see what it means to be a church on mission. That children watch as their parents read scripture, as their grandparents, as they see all generations in the church coming together and worshiping. And so we want to have them be a part of that and see that. And using that role as husbands and wives and grandparents leads into what it means to be good parents and also good children. And so we will take a look at that week. I already feel like I'm starting to go down a rabbit trail, which is going to be next week. So I don't want to give that away. So we're going to continue on what biblical wisdom looks like for family. And so I'm glad you're able to join us. Take some time, if you're listening to this, and just actively go and do some of these things that we've said, right? With husbands and wives, showing value in your wife, rejoicing in your wife, or bringing good to your husband and reinforcing your husband's significance. And so take some time and do that this week. It's amazing what can come out of this. We often hear the happy wife, happy life. And that comes from these principles that Proverbs is talking about right now. So live this out and build on this, and it's going to really set the stage for where we are in our next episode. So thank you for joining me, and thank you for just participating in this as we look at what biblical wisdom should be. Take care. Have a great week. We'll talk next week.